Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everyone. I had such positive reviews about last week's show, and so I thought, you know what? Let's just keep it going. I'm going to have my sister back on, and we're just going to keep the honest, raw conversations going. So please welcome back my sister, Jackie Pouchet. This is the way I am. It's just the way I am. Hello, everyone. Hopefully people can distinguish our voices now.
I know. People were like, you know, you guys sound the same. And I'm like, yeah, but I would hope that you would know my personality at this point.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe we're more similar than we thought.
Apparently.
Apparently. So a quick COVID update. Still negative. Thank goodness.
Yes.
And you know what's funny? We never talked about it, but I think the worst part of having COVID, I mean, obviously it sucks and the symptoms suck, but not being able to smell
anything.
No, like I didn't know if I had BO or not. And you know me with my BO.
I know.
I always smell. Although I don't smell anymore.
You still can't smell?
Can you want to smell me?
Oh, like your armpits don't
yeah,
smell.
Yeah, here, smell me.
Okay, let's see. You're right. It's a miracle. Everyone, it's a miracle. Whatever product she's using, it's working.
I'm going to share it soon because I wanted to sort of like give it some time and see if it actually works. But it's like
all natural
products. It's like a small company. And they're like, let us just send you some stuff. Try it out. And I'm not going to lie. The first time. And it smells like you're baking cookies under my armpits. Like it's so delicious.
It just smells natural. Like it didn't smell like anything.
Yeah. It's so good. And this was like hours ago.
But how many weeks have you been using it where you've noticed it?
Oh, I've been on this for like 3 weeks.
Okay. So
but I got a little irritated, but I don't think it was from that. I think it was from something because I used like a rusty razor. Mm. I don't know why I do that. Every time I finish shaving, I'm like, I'm going to change out this razor. And it's honestly, I mean, it is like Rusty McRuster. I don't know how I continue to use it. And then I have like bumps all over. Oh, I gotta
get
rid of
it. You use your own razor?
What do you mean I use my own razor?
Oh, I just use Tim's.
Oh, you do?
Sorry, Tim.
It's funny. Riley uses girl razors. I use men razors.
Oh, interesting.
Like when we first met in his shower, he had like all chick razors. And right. I'm like, this mother pepper. I caught you. And he's like, I like using like the one, and it's like the cheap girl ones, like the ones for $2, like the chic or whatever.
Does he just like the feel of like a new blade?
It's
just like a quick, nice, like, or does he reuse them?
You know, like back in the day when they would use like those old school, like one blade razors, it's almost like that. I'm like, let me just get you like a cool, nice blade.
That's weird.
I know. It's very bizarre. Anyways, and then I use men razors, but I always forget to, you know,
change out
the head. Anyways, so yeah, the worst part I felt like was not knowing if you smelt. So I was like, because I haven't, you know, you don't really shower when you're sick.
Yeah.
At least I don't. And so I was like, do I smell? Do I not smell? And then if you pass one.
You have no idea.
If you pass gas, you're like, I have no clue if that smelled.
No, see, I have an excuse because I have a dog. So I'd be like, that was Sadie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but what if Sadie's like not even around?
It's still Sadie. We have a mutual agreement that if there is any smell, like it is not me. It is our dog or our kids.
It's, and even till this day, like he could literally pass gas in front of me and I will act. No, I will act like I don't even hear it. And he acts like he doesn't hear it. We don't even acknowledge it.
What?
Yeah.
Not even a giggle, a laugh, like
nothing. Nope, because that means that we heard it. So we just ignore.
What?
Yes.
What if it smelled so bad? Do you not go like, my God, Riley, was, like you're dying inside.
And there was one time in the middle of the night when he kept passing gas and I like turned over and then I got a whiff underneath the thing and I literally hit him. I was so pissed. I go, you're making me want to vomit, bro. Like, stop. And he's like, sorry. It was so disgusting. And I have really like, my smell is just.
Oh my God.
Well, when I was eating a lot of protein.
Oh my God. It was like the worst rotten egg.
It was so bad.
I was dying. You were dying inside.
I literally felt, it was like a dead cow inside my stomach. But now I don't have that issue.
No.
You know, and so, but he did. I don't know what he ate, but
That is so funny.
It was so bad. But no issues with COVID. Like you don't smell anything.
Nope. My smell and taste only went away for like 3 days.
Yeah, mine too. And then it came back slowly.
Yeah.
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 So, but feeling good. And then tomorrow, so you guys are hearing this obviously on Monday, but tomorrow, we're recording this on Wednesday. Tomorrow, Thursday the 23rd, is Piper's birthday.
I know.
Her second birthday, which feels like it was just yesterday.
Just so, so exciting. I can't believe it's been 2 years.
I know. Crazy.
Crazy.
And I still say, oh, I have like a baby. Like, no. Like, she's not a baby anymore.
You have a toddler.
I can't say I just had a baby, which I always say. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just had a kid. It's like, no, you didn't, bitch. Yeah. She's two.
She's two.
Yeah. Like, I can't complain anymore.
No.
About like, but like
a newborn. Nope. You don't have a newborn anymore.
No.
You don't have a baby anymore. Nope. You have a straight toddler.
Yeah. And she's acting like a toddler. But anyway, so we're going to Disneyland. Because I was like, there was so much pressure on her second birthday. I felt like my own pressure, not anyone else. And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this. I want to take her to Disneyland. She loves all things Disney.
We already had our tickets from when we bought them, remember, 4 months ago.
Right. And then we decided, let's not.
It
do
was
it.
A little too crazy. There were still too many people.
They were about to open it. Remember, we bought them because we wanted to go during like the COVID time because they were like, oh, it's
great.
We were
going to go in June.
Yes. And it was like everything, there's no lines. And then when we bought the tickets, it was for right after the park was going to reopen again to like 80% or whatever.
Correct.
And everyone was like, don't go. It's a shit show.
And it was hot and the weather was off. And we were just like,
the trams weren't working, which I guess are not working right now still. So here's a little tip. If you go to Disneyland, they say that, you should park at the Woody, Disney, parking area, which is across the street because the buses work. So you don't have to walk versus parking at the Pixar, which is like the big structure that's attached to the Disney park. They normally have trams, but the trams aren't working. So you have to walk
the whole way.
So they say basically, park
there's a lot of walking
that
day. So let's just kind of
keep it
convenient.
Yeah.
Especially for the end of the day.
That's honestly what it's about. When you get there, you have energy and you're like, let's go. And then at the end of the night, you're like, everyone's tired. Everyone's sleepy and grumpy.
Look, I mean, it's still safe enough where, you know, you have to wear your mask and the kids are going to be wearing masks. And so,
well, Piper's not, but.
Piper won't, but my kids are old enough. They will.
They'll comply.
They know. Yeah, they do.
That's good. Yeah, so it'll be good. And then this is something that's kind of cool. I haven't told you guys yet, but my mom has. So there's this the movie Coco.
Yeah,
Miguelito, the main actor, the little boy.
Yes.
So my mom knows the actor who played Miguelito in the Spanish version,
which is so cool.
It's so cool. And he's been here. He lives in Mexico, but he's been here in the States now for like 2 weeks or whatnot. He's doing some gigs out here and it's been so cool because anywhere we go, we've hung out with him now a few times, but we were at Lido House the other night and there was a guy playing, they have live music on Fridays. And so it was this guy like playing acoustic guitar. And when we told Riley that was the first time meeting him. And we're like, oh, he plays Miguelito. He's Coco. And Riley's like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Why don't you have him play
a song?
Yeah, Un Poco Loco. And so he went and took the guitar and he started playing. And it was honestly like, it was like a private concert for Piper because Piper was like standing right in front of him and she was like clapping and she was looking at everyone like, do you guys know who this is? This is the best day ever. And she's so excited. And honestly, all the adults were like, this is pretty cool.
Like, wow, that's awesome.
It was, yeah. And everyone's like, my kid loves you. You know? So it was really cool. Anyway, so he's here and he's probably going to end up going, him and his mom are going to probably go with us to Disneyland because.
How exciting.
They have a whole Coco thing at California and I think they want him to perform and do like
a little press.
Yeah.
Well, which, look at that.
Right? So
that's
cool.
Exciting.
He's like 16 now, but you know.
Oh, he's not little Miguelito anymore.
He's not little Miguelito anymore, but he sounds like a puberty version.
Miguelito.
Yeah.
Un poco loco.
Anyway, so we have, and we bought little Mickey hats
or like
Mickey ears, and then hopefully we'll get t-shirts made.
I think that would be really cute.
Yeah. I mean,
it's her second birthday. You're not going all out. You're not doing a big birthday party. So if this is it, at least one picture with the whole family doing like Piper something, I don't know, on a shirt.
I think it'll be cute. And I'm okay not having like a big birthday. I feel like this is so much more impactful.
Yeah. I feel like big birthdays for kids now is just overrated.
Right?
It's annoying. It's like you spend $1,000 on a kid's birthday. For who? For what? For the pictures?
Yeah, it is. I think it's more of just like for the parents to be able to like just boast about it on social media.
I think I'm going to go back to the whole like Chuck E. Cheese days and like...
I don't even think Chuck E. Cheese is around anymore.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they've closed so many.
No, I think the one in your world is still
We need
open.
To come up with just like a newer, like fresher, cooler version of Chuck E. Cheese. So I feel like, okay, there's Dave and Buster's, but that's not like for little kids. Oh. But there's no really cool place for kids that's like just Chuck E. Cheese. Bomb-ass restaurant, but like kid-friendly.
Yeah, Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, I know, but that's like not even bomb. You know what I mean? That's like fried food. I don't know. I wish it was like a really pretty cool spot that like our
business
kids.
Business idea.
I know, but no one wants to get into that industry. I already talked to Riley about it.
I don't understand.
They don't want to do like the kids and the liabilities and the.
Why? I just don't understand.
Parents would spend the money.
Yes. And parents would happily sign away a waiver saying, yes, you enter my establishment.
If my kid eats shit, it's fine.
Exactly. Like you are offering me an hour and a half of just entertainment where I can sit down and enjoy my food and my kids can just run around.
Exactly.
It was like in Hawaii. You guys didn't go that night, but we went to a brewery, like the Maui brewery, and it was like an outdoor patio. It was like picnic benches, but there was like a big like plot of grass in the middle.
Yeah.
And the kids were literally playing tag with other little kids and they were so running around.
And the parents are hanging out.
And there was music. There was live music in the background.
That's what we need more of.
And it was honestly wonderful.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate we don't have that here. Anywhere. We don't have it anywhere. All right. So that's Piper's second birthday. I'm really excited about that. And all your kids are coming. Jessica's kids, my other sister's kids are coming. I mean, there's like 17 of us.
Yeah, it's a big group.
It's a big group. So it'll be good. What else is going on with you?
Well, I've had a lot of time to watch some TV.
What are you watching?
So I just kind of binge watched a bunch of shows.
Okay.
I finished Clickbait, which was
so
intense
good.
And
so good.
Not expecting all of those twists and turns. So that was really cool.
Yeah, you guys have to watch that. It's on Netflix and it's a sort of
a
like
thriller.
It's a thriller, like murder mystery. Every episode you're like, oh, it's definitely the mom.
Whodunit.
Oh, it's definitely the kid. You know,
yeah.
It's so good. And then the ending is like bonkers.
Yeah, I binge watched it in a day. Like I forewent my nap time.
Even during COVID?
Yeah, so in my house we have we call it quiet time.
Yeah.
So from 2 to 5, it's quiet time.
Yeah.
Whether the kids sleep or don't nap, like I don't care. It's you're in your room and it's
like you're resting.
Everybody,
time. Yeah.
The whole house just goes into quiet.
Yeah.
And so I, instead of snapping during that little period, I was like, Clickbait. And
right?
I just had to watch and finish it. So
did you not watch it with Tim?
No.
Okay.
He's not into the thriller
murder ones.
You know when
you watch a show with your husband, though, and then you can't watch it without them because then it's like, it's divorce time. Like,
if Tim and I watch something like together, it'll take us like a week to 2 weeks because it's like after bedtime and then we sit on the couch and then we're like, okay, what are we going to watch?
And then one falls asleep and then you have to rewatch.
No, we don't
Riley falls asleep every fucking time and I want to kill him. And I'm like, now I have to rewatch the first 20 minutes because you fell asleep.
And then he's like, what happened? It's like, well, if you wouldn't have gone to sleep.
Exactly. So annoying.
No.
All right. So you watch Clickbait.
And then, there's this new one on HBO. It's called Scenes from a Marriage with Jessica Chastain and Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
So raw.
Yeah. Like not in a good way.
So, in a good way. It's just honest.
You know, when a show is too real and you're like, ooh, this is icky. This is like real life. Like sometimes you want to watch something to
fantasize.
And sort of just like check out and not think about your real life.
Yes.
But then that shit it almost gets like thrown in your face. Like, oh God, now I have to deal with my real life.
Or like, oh, I'm not alone, or I'm not the only one.
Right.
Or like, oh,
depending on where you are in your life.
Yes. Yes. So
if you're struggling and then you watch something like that, you're like, right, that's exactly what I'm going through.
Yeah. So no, like this one was just too, it left me like sick to my stomach.
What happened?
Well, I can't
give us a synopsis.
I can't give off too much about what it is because you guys should watch Married Women, Non-Married Women, anyone out there. It's just a very honest picture. Like you are viewing somebody's marriage in its rawest form.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very vulnerable and it's very intense.
It's almost an unhappy marriage, right?
Sort of. Yeah. You're getting a glimpse into they've been married for, I don't know, like 10 years or whatever it was. They have a daughter together. She's more successful than he is. And you just see there's only two episodes and I think it's like one episode a week.
I hate when they do that.
I know. It's like, let me just binge, please.
People are like, we binge now in days. Yeah. Like we don't wait a week unless you watch Bachelor in Paradise or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, so one thing that like really, really irritates me about like all of these like shows, like Sex Life, right? It was all about this marriage and she's like confused and she doesn't know what she wants. And it's like, girl, you got the house, you got what you wanted.
Right.
But like there was something...
It wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough and you got married for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's almost like we're walking into a very similar situation in this series with the scenes of a marriage. And it's like, I don't understand.
This has always been your stance.
Yes.
It pisses you off.
Okay, because back when I met Tim, you guys were all like, are you sure you want to get married? And it's like, yeah, I know Tim. I know him in his rawest and I knew exactly what I was marrying.
Right.
Right? He has a little temper. He can be a little dickish sometimes, you know, but he's got the biggest heart and I knew he was going to be a great father and a great husband. And here we are 7 years later, been together 11.
Right.
And I knew what I was going to get into. So I set my expectations.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also are very emotionally intelligent when it comes to saying, okay, I understand my situation. I know what I'm getting myself into. I know what the next 10 years are probably going to look like. My patience threshold. And this is what I want.
Yeah.
I would prefer this than to not get married and wait and
who knows
what would happen.
Yeah.
So now, you know, it has been 10 years.
Yeah.
And you guys do have your issues like anyone else, but which we do say, we told you when she texts like, oh, fucking Tim. And it's like, and then she always says, but I knew what I was
picked
getting.
Them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I think you only know until what point you almost have like a breaking point. I think we all have a breaking point of like, don't push me to that point. Cause that's when I'm like, I will be done.
Yeah.
So situations like this, cause you know, we have friends and we have people that are always complaining and just not happy. And
we also grew up in a divorce family. Tim grew up in a divorce family. We also went into it very like honest, right? Like
the chances of us working out are probably slim.
Yeah, divorce is high.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to work on it. He knew exactly what he was marrying to, right? Like, I'm not innocent and I'm not perfect.
What would you say your things are? He has a temper. You have what? Right? I mean, if you had to say, like, his is his temper.
Mine is I'm a lush. Like, and we've talked about it before. And like, you've mentioned it, like, oh, you know, my sister's drink.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's me. Like I don't drink
during the week.
Right. I don't have any, like you could look in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
I don't have a bottle of wine open. I don't even have one in my pantry. Like if I'm drinking, it's because I'm going to a social event or like I'm going to your house or Jessica's house.
It's like a weekend thing.
A weekend thing. Yeah.
Okay. And then when you do drink.
Sometimes it can remind me of like when I get, you know, from college days and it's just like that one and it was like the extra one and then the other one. And then before you know it, I'm kind of tipsy. And so,
and then from tipsy, then you're like blacked out
sometimes.
Right. And so, and that to him bothers him.
Well, yeah, of course, because right. sometimes I can get it a little out of hand. And right. so that's where I'm crossing a line too, right? That's not fair for him to be like, oh, I don't, like, I can't trust you when you drink because I don't know which Jackie I'm going to get. Like,
yeah.
I'm sober kind of tipsy Jackie, or I'm going to get like this crazy Jackie, or I'm going to get crazy, crazy Jackie.
Right.
And so that's something that, you know, I'm working on. And it also, listen,
it also took like one event for it to finally say, okay, we need to have a conversation about yes. it. Because I think what happens a lot in relationships is it bothers you, you kind of touch on it, and then you don't actually like
address it.
Yeah. And you don't like nip it in the ass. It's sort yeah. of like a, we breeze by it, we're irritated with each other, and then we move on, and then it happens again.
And then it builds, right?
Exactly.
The resentment builds, the anger builds. And every time it was always like, oh, I had a long week, or I had a long stressful week, or I'm just with my sisters, or I'm just this. And right. it was always like, there was always an excuse
yeah.
for why I right. was drinking. And I think it was also a year and a half has built up of anxiety, stress mm-hmm. at work. It's not an excuse for the reason why I was
right.
I was drinking. But it helps explain a
right.
little bit of why
yeah.
I was. And so now I'm cutting back. I am becoming more aware and more conscious about how I'm making him feel
mm-hmm.
because it's not fair. Because if the tables were turned, I would not probably have had the same amount of patience
with
that
him.
With him yeah. that he has with me.
Right. Very interesting. Very interesting. And it's, I mean, I guess when you guys went into it, yeah, he knew, but he didn't maybe expect you. You know what changes? When you have kids.
Yes.
Because when you're like dating and you're having fun and you're getting like blacked out, wasted, and you guys are like, you know, having, you know, drunk sex and everything, it's fun. All of that shit is fun. And then all of a sudden you have kids and then you're a mom. And then yeah. it's like, they look at you differently. Like, you can't do that as a mom.
Yeah.
But I will say, I mean, come on, like, let us have a good time sometimes. It's not like you're doing it every night, but yeah. I understand the respect factor of like, don't be wasted in front of your kids and be like, you
Honor,
know,
you're crazy around me too.
Yeah,
like, and
exactly.
it's not fair.
There's a time and a place.
Yes.
Just because you're a mom doesn't mean you can't have fun, but it, yeah, you probably shouldn't be like, you know, passed out wasted in front of your kids. You know, like there's obviously a
yeah.
fine line.
Yeah. yeah.
So, but it's good that you guys are talking about it. But this show wasn't like things like that.
No.
She was unhappy in her marriage, but, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think we kind of went two different paths. But the whole, my biggest thing about the whole, like if anyone is on the verge of like getting married or in a relationship, it's like marriage is fucking hard.
Yeah.
Divorce is fucking hard, right? So pick your hard. Right? Mm-hmm. You knew what you were
pick
getting.
Pick your hard.
Pick it.
Yeah.
Right? You knew going in when you said, I do. Come on. You knew your red flags. You knew exactly what you were going to get yourself into. Throw kids in there. Okay. That level of hard just got 10 times harder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's like, I mean, to you, like when you get married to Riley, you have to go in like wholeheartedly knowing exactly what your hardest part, like what your peak and what your low is going to be.
But I feel like I'm already in it. Like, I feel like I'm already doing it. And that's why a part of me doesn't even want to get married. Cause it's almost like there's this fantasy when you get married, right? When you do things the traditional way,
yeah.
because you don't fucking know how hard things are going to actually get. And so you almost go into it like blissfully and you are on cloud nine and you're in this like honeymoon phase and you are walking down the aisle and you're like, oh, I love you so much. And this,
yeah, that's path A, right?
Right.
And then there's path
okay,
B.
But then if you do it this way, it's like, the fantasy and the bliss and the honeymoon stage is gone, but it kind of is. Like, we're already in
You're
it.
You're playing house now.
Well, yeah, but it's almost like, I don't know. I guess I had this idea of what I would feel like walking down that aisle. And I feel like it's sort of been taken away because I'm already in the thick of it. And I don't know. I just feel like
Maybe
I want to feel something when I walk down the aisle, and I don't know if I can feel that right now.
No, you know what? I think once you have your second and your family's complete, and when you guys decide that you guys want to get married, it's going to be like you're walking and you are making this commitment to your family now, right? To your two little ones, to Riley, saying like, this is our family. And yeah, they're going to remember, and they're going to like know that they were a part of that special moment.
Yeah, but I also feel like I am making a commitment still.
No, I know you are. Even but it's without more that. Like even ceremonial, right? Like it adds a different layer. Like, before, when you get married without your kids, you know, path A, it's like you don't, the unknowns, right? You're just like, yeah, I'm willing to go down this path with you and oh, the future and blah, blah. No, you're going down like this, like we made our future.
We
like,
did it.
Look at our two little humans that we made. And that's
why I want to get to that point of like, we did it. We're happy.
Yeah. I think there's still so much going on right now that it's like, I want a kid. I can't get married when I have, like when I'm trying to get pregnant and this and that. It's like,
it's just a lot. Yeah.
But I think that
it takes the special, I feel like parts of a wedding away.
Sure.
You know,
which I think may come back once you're like, you know, in your heart, you're done having kids and then there's a time like, or it's like settled.
And then it's like, well, what are you doing it for? For like contractually, what are you doing it for? Are you doing it for, you know, because you're combining finances? I mean, we already do that. Are you doing it for the last name? I mean, it's all right. I don't need the last name. Are you doing it?
It doesn't bother you that you don't have the same name as your daughter?
No.
No?
No.
Even though you look nothing alike.
Yeah, I know. So I was just
like,
gonna
you
say,
you go to the doctor and it's like, I'm Natalie Boucher and here's Piper Huddleston.
Yeah,
like,
no. Her calling me mommy is enough.
Okay.
Her acknowledging me as her mother is totally fine. So I'm good with all of that. Like, there's nothing that I'm like, oh, I'm done. I mean, I have a ring.
Right.
So if it was that, no. Is it wearing the white dress?
Maybe.
No, pictures? Not right now.
No, right. You don't really care for it.
So it's like, what am I doing it for?
Then you will know. The time
that's
will come
yes.
when you're like, my heart's ready to get married.
Exactly.
I want the ceremony.
I'm waiting for that. I'm just waiting to feel it, you know? Yeah. And just like with a baby, it was like having a second baby. I wanted to be in the right mindset of like, I'm ready for it.
And so back to the original question, like, you know exactly what you would be, let's just say in quote, air quotes, marrying, right? Like you know.
Well, I feel like I knew
when I got pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like, this is the, like, know who you have kids with. I think this is the most important. Marriage is one thing. You can get a divorce, whatever. Having children with somebody.
Like, you are stuck with them for life.
That is a commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, granted, one can always leave. Right. And then you're a single parent or whatever.
But divorced, you're still somehow in. I mean, look at our parents, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I'm just saying, because I have friends that, you know, their men left them. And so now they're just single moms.
Oh, like the dads aren't even around.
Aren't
at
even
all.
In the picture.
Oh, that's sad.
So, I mean, but again, know who you're having a baby with, you know?
Yes.
With HelloFresh, you can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouthwatering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. So skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh's family-friendly menu is a big win for back-to-school season with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners, because we all need that. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, from vegetarian meals and calorie smart to extra special gourmet options. There's something special for everyone to enjoy. With recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. And let me tell you, coming from the fiance of a chef who is so picky, he loves HelloFresh because it honestly is fresh. And fall harvest is officially on with HelloFresh. So count on seasonal recipes like pumpkin cinnamon rolls and Friendsgiving ready sides, because you know we all need to have a side. As well as fresh, high-quality ingredients that travel from the farm to your front door in less than a week. So go to HelloFresh.com/Humble14 and use code Humble14 for up to 14 meals for free, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Humble14 and use code Humble14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Do you know the difference between an antiperspirant and a deodorant? I know I didn't know it for actually a very long time until Native. Antiperspirants contain aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to stop you from sweating. Native deodorant does not contain aluminum or parabens or sulfates. It's vegan and never tested on animals. Never. Native just works to keep you smelling fresh all day long. Native deodorants is made with ingredients you've heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. You wear deodorants every day. Shouldn't you be able to understand the ingredients list? So making the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice on performance. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day long. With over 10 scents, including their classics and rotating seasonals, you're guaranteed to find one you love. Their classic scents include coconut and vanilla, which is the most popular, and I personally love it, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, eucalyptus and mint. Besides their classic deodorant, so Native offers an unscented option and a baking soda free formula for those who have sensitivities, which is really, really great. So, you know, if you're trying to cut down on your plastic use, Native even has a deodorant made of 100% paperboard packaging. Don't just take my word for it. Check out the over 15,000 five-star reviews from happy customers who switched to Native. Look, I used to have very gnarly BO. Like, I would shower and I would sweat. I would go to the gym, I would sweat, and I was stinky all the time. But Native has helped me with my smell, which I am oh so thankful for. And so you're going to love Native as much as I do. So right now you can save 20% off your first purchase. So just go to nativedeo.com/humble or use the promo code humble at checkout. That's nativedeo.com/humble or use the promo code humble at checkout to save 20% on your first purchase. There's big news for my favorite home security company. Simply Safe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right. Simply Safe, the system that the US News and World Report names the best home security system of 2021. Just got even better. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineering with all of the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. Look, it's so important to keep our family safe, right? Our kids, our pets. And it's not just what's happening inside, it's also what's happening outside. There's a lot of crap going on, a lot of delivery people, a lot of people we don't want roaming around our streets, and it's so, so smart to have this set up. It has an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, so you can keep watch over your entire yard. It has a 1080p HD resolution with an 8x zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like faces and license plates to capture critical evidence. You know, we want to make sure that we are keeping safe and keeping an eye out for any predators or anything sketchy going on in our neighborhoods. It has, you know, a built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on day and night, and it's super simple to set up and usually takes minutes. And it has an easy to remove rechargeable battery, so it doesn't need an outlet and it can go anywhere on your property. This camera has it all, and it integrates with your Simply Life home security system, extending its protection to the outside. Together, it means every door, window, and room are protected, and now your property will be too. You guys, this is so important to have. To learn more about the exciting new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplysafe.com/humble. What's more, Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service for free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplysafe.com/humble. I have to tell you guys about an amazing new service I found called Framebridge. And I'm mildly obsessed. So Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. Add a gallery wall to your home office or send the perfect gift, from art prints and diplomas to the photo sitting on your phone. You can Framebridge just about anything, and here's how it works. So you just go to framebridge.com and you upload your photo, or they'll send you a package to safely mail in your physical pieces, because we know some people still have those. But you can preview your item online in dozens of frames and styles, so you actually know what the layout's going to look like. And you can choose your favorite photo, or you can get a free recommendation from your talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece perfectly to your door, ready to hang. So instead of hundreds you've paid at framing stores, their prices start at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, my listeners get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use my code HUMBLE. So order online at framebridge.com or stop by a Framebridge store to work with a designer in person if you're in New York, DC, Atlanta, or Philly. I had a photo of Riley that I've loved for years, and it's of him at Lido House with a big ass helmet on his head. It's like a scuba helmet, and it just is so rad. And so I had it, I was like checking out, you know, which frame I liked, the color, the style, the size. It is so cool, and he's obsessed with it, and now it's in his office. So get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code HUMBLE to save an additional 50% off your first order. So just go to framebridge.com, promo code HUMBLE. That's framebridge.com, promo code HUMBLE. So, you know, I've talked about that time of the month for us ladies and sort of the hideousness that goes on behind a period. But I've used, you know, tampons and pads and you name it. But if you want a period product that actually looks out for your body and your lifestyle and the planet, you gotta try Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's a Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. So it's a one Flex Disc that can be worn up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. That's wild. It's not a cup, and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any other period product you've ever used. It's so easy to insert. And if you've ever done the NuvaRing, it is that simple. I mean, you literally just pop it in and it's done, and you can forget about it. Plus, you can wear it for a mess-free period sex. I don't know if you guys are into that, but if you are, this is what you need to be using. Your white sheets will thank you. Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons. So yes, you can consider using Flex, your environmental good deed. And if you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number 1. A patented pull tab makes Flex the cup on the market that removes like a tampon, so it's so easy and you already know how to use it. It's disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. It's velvety soft, completely body safe, and lasts for years. I'm telling you guys, I know sometimes we get stuck in our ways and we want to use the same things, but this is the future. With helpful videos, in-depth diagrams, GIFs, and Flexperts available to walk you through the entire process, you'll never have to go back to products from the past once you try Flex. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table during that time of the month, and lend Mother Nature a hand. So go to flexfits.com/humble and use code HUMBLE for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits, or 10% off your first Flex Cup, plus free shipping. We love free shipping in the US. So that's code HUMBLE at Flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/humble. Finding the motivation to work out and eat healthy has always been a struggle for me. I've talked about this et nauseum. But that all changed once I found MyFitnessPal. And I know, I also thought it was just for counting calories, but MyFitnessPal actually teaches me about my nutrition and fitness habits. And it also helps me create new ones that stick. And what's more motivating than that? So MyFitnessPal isn't a rigid diet plan. Instead, you can gradually learn from personalized data that works for you. And if your version of healthy looks different from mine or someone else's, that's okay. The whole point is helping you find the best path for your goals. Even better is a MyFitnessPal premium membership. I have one and I get custom tools and expert guidance to help me reach my personal health goals my way. It's app customization and it lets you choose the right settings to help you meet your individual goals. So if you're into macro tracking or low carb, heart health, etc., you can stick to it more easily. And premiums, like deeper nutritional insights, help you discover which foods fuel you best. I really have to tell you about the aha moment I had when I was using MyFitnessPal, because I was so, I always thought, oh, I'm not really eating, or I didn't, you know, I didn't do this, or I did this too much. I just was all over the place. I never really knew what I was actually putting into my body until I had MyFitnessPal, and until I was actually inputting all of my food. And at the end of the night, I was like, wow, I actually only ate this amount of macros. I actually only ate this. So it just really helps you sort of lay out and see the foods that you're putting into your body, which really does help you see results. And ultimately, that's what we want. And with MyFitnessPal, you're not going to be doing it alone. You have access to guided daily workouts and meal plans written by dietitians and exercise scientists, plus support from other members with shared goals and experiences. MyFitnessPal does way more than just count calories. So get the support that you need to meet your health goals. Unlock all the amazing things MyFitnessPal can do, like I did. So start your premium membership today. Go to humble.myfitnesspal.com and use code HUMBLE to get a 1 month premium membership for free. That's it, for free. Do this for free. It's on me, guys. That's humble.myfitnesspal.com. Code HUMBLE for a free 1 month premium membership. That's humble.myfitnesspal.com. Do you ever think about what an ex would do in certain situations?
Oh, what an ex would, again, it's been 11 years.
Okay, but still.
It's a long time.
Okay, but you didn't have many boyfriends, but you don't
think. I didn't, so I don't know.
Like, what would have Joe Schmo done in this situation? Do you ever think about that? You don't?
No.
God, you're so boring.
I know. I don't know. Because it's so like far removed from my life.
Right.
That it's like, why would I even consider, like, what, and what would that do?
I don't know why. I just have these random moments of like, what would he have done with in whatever situation I'm in? Like, how would he have reacted? Or like, how would he have dealt with this situation? I don't know. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. It's why I think about peeking through people's bedroom doors.
It's just random thoughts. Do you creep on exes? All your exes?
And like, hell to
what
the
are
yes.
they doing right now? Like, did you hell dodge a bullet? Yes. Did you not dodge a bullet?
Yep, totally. Because I have a connection somehow, either through a friend or through a sibling or someone that I still follow, that all of a sudden she'll post a photo and I'm like, huh, wonder what he's doing. And then you go down a rabbit hole, yeah. And before you know it, you're like in his girlfriend's ex-girl. Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. Yes.
So have you dodged bullets?
Hell yes. And then there's always some that I'm like, damn it, they don't have, you know, Instagram or Facebook or anything. So I don't even know what they're doing. And I'm always just so curious of like, and then you think like, what would my life have been like with them?
Yeah.
And I put myself in like the girlfriend shoes or the wife's shoes. And I'm like, huh, could I have done that? And then it's just, you don't think about that?
No.
You did once with one.
Yeah, maybe.
And then it was like, no, didn't want that life.
No, I would have died. Would have
been terrible. Yeah. So I feel like I have those moments of what would my life have been like, or what would that person have been like in this situation and in my life right now?
Do you openly talk about your exes with?
No, he hates it.
What?
He every time it even comes up, he's like, doo, 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 doo. He like just doesn't even want to think that I had an ex.
What?
Yes.
So you don't know about like serious.
No. We've talked about it. Like, not like in depth, but like I know enough and he knows enough about past relationships, but that's it's not it. Like we have traumas from our past.
No.
Where we've had to discuss like, oh, I have issues.
Oh, right. Like he really fucked me up here and right. I'm really insecure because of
He knows I'm insecure about like cheating and stuff.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Because you know, I just got cheated on a lot and it's weird. And it's funny. So we have not a mutual friend at all. It's not what I was meant to say. So he has a friend that comes in Toledo.
Okay.
I might as well just tell you guys. Okay. So Tayshia, the bachelorette.
Yes.
Okay. She had an ex-husband.
Yes.
Okay. That she talked about on the show.
This shit happens only to you.
Thank you.
It's wild.
It's so wild.
Yes.
Okay. So Tayshia, the bachelorette, she's from Orange County. She was married first before going on the show and everything. And she talks about her ex-husband. So the ex-husband is Riley's friend. He comes into Lido House all the time. And there's like a group of guys that always hang out and whatnot. Yeah. Okay. So this friend ended up dating this girl.
Okay.
And Riley was like, oh yeah, you know.
We should all hang out.
Yeah, we should all hang out, blah, blah.
Normal.
And I'm like, oh, who's he dating? And I see who he's dating. The girl he was dating was the girl that my ex-boyfriend was like cheating on me with, which he will always deny it. But Jackie, Tim, me, and this guy all went to Hawaii. Oh, and another couple, right? We were all in Hawaii, and I remember finding messages on his phone because his phone kept blowing up. And I'm like, he?
Who? No. Remember
hold
this?
On.
Yeah. We went to. Okay.
No.
The first
he red, was in the shower.
The first red flag was the fact that he was in Miami on your birthday, and he was like, he missed his flight because he was partying.
That was after.
No, we went to Hawaii after that.
God, I'm like an idiot.
I don't think so. And then, yes, because we went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
In like April, May, and your birthday came first. That was the first red flag, and you were pissed off, and that's when you started to feel it.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
And so then
we're in Hawaii.
Yes.
He's in the shower, and his phone's blowing up, and you know, on the screen, like all of a sudden, messages pop up. So I wasn't like, you know, unlocking his phone, although I would totally do that. And so all of a sudden I'm like, who is Bethany? And I was like, so he gets out of the shower and I grab his phone. I go, so who's, no, he's in the shower. And I run to your room. Remember?
Yes.
And I go, Jackie, I go, I found his phone and there's a girl named Bethany and I don't know what to do because it's like, it's creepy. She's asking who he's in Hawaii with. And he said, no one. He said he was here for like business. Maybe it wasn't so far off, but he didn't say who he was with.
Right.
He was like sketchy about it. My heart's racing now, even talking about it, running to your door. Cause I, you know, like when you catch someone in a lie and you're like, holy shit. Like,
yes.
Fuck. Like, how am I going to tell them? And so I go back to the room and I'm like, my heart's beating and I'm like, fuck, like, we're together. We're in Hawaii. We're not just like down the street. Like I'd send him home, take him out of my house. And so then I confront him and he gives me this bullshit excuse. But you know, he's fine. He is so hot. So I'm just like, God damn it. You're
fine.
Good looking and you're such a good bullshitter. So I'm just going to believe you. And so then we went on about our merry way. Anyway, I always remembered this chick's name. And then we ended up doing, we ended up going up to Vegas, remember? And then he was in Vegas at the same time and he was hanging out with her because she was a bottle service girl. My God. Anyway,
you guys break
forward,
up. No,
we break up. Yeah, we break up. A few months later, he's dating her.
Yes.
And I'm seeing pictures. They didn't last long, which I would love to know why.
Yeah. Because now, that's obviously, why we're both gone on a double date with them just to be like, all right, can we go to the bathroom and just talk? Because obviously there's no hard feelings. Right. Look, that's.
And she's, by the way, she's beautiful. She's tall. She's like slim. And, you know, she's a bottle service girl. So she's obviously bomb, you know, like, and, but she damn well knew that he was in a relationship with me. And she damn well knew that I was with Riley. She knew who I was. She knows. Anyway, she started following me on Instagram. Hello, Bethany.
if you want to tell your side of the story, call Natalie.
Actually, I would totally be open to that. So Riley was like,
how much has passed? Like, there's no, like,
well, Riley was like, do you want to go to, you know, to dinner with them? And I had to tell him the story.
Right.
And I was like, well, this girl was, you know, sort of with my exes. Yeah. And so I was like, honestly, I don't really feel comfortable. Only because Riley's not, he doesn't like talking about my past. And it's
right.
Like,
and he was like, what if this turns into like an ugly, like, I don't altercation?
Know. Anyways, they ended up breaking up anyways.
Oh, see? So
apparently she had her things. I don't know what the things were, but hey, Bethany, if you want to come on the show, we can talk.
Reach out.
And then, by the way, if they did hook up, I would love to know.
Right. Like, just tell me. I mean, now just it's like, it doesn't matter.
It's almost like you always think about it and then you never really know the answers. Like, I would love to know the answer.
The truth.
Yeah, I'd love to know the truth. At this point, I'm fine. I'm completely fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, they broke up. And I don't know. I don't. And after they broke up, that's when she started following me on Instagram, which is weird. The whole thing was so wild. Okay, but speaking about exes and all that, do you have like pet peeves? Like, do you have any like big pet peeves? Whether it's Tim. Okay, let's talk about husband pet peeves. Do you have a husband pet peeve? Like when Tim does this one thing, it just drives me crazy. I'll tell you what Riley does. You want to know?
Yeah.
He'll start to tell me a story, and he will drag it on. I am not kidding.
He's the woman.
But he drags on what he wants to say. So he's like, so I was in the car and I'm like, get it out, Riley Huddleston. Get it out.
No, are Tim. Tim is like, land the plane, Jackie. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I have to explain the moment, the feeling, the surrounding, like, events.
But he pauses. He pauses and then he gets distracted. And then he's like, Piper. And I'm like, right, pay attention. Tell me what you need to tell me. Because he has me on edge for 5 minutes. Then I'm like, Riley, please just, you gotta spit it out now. And now I have zero patience for it.
You're like, tell me the story.
And also when he leaves things in the sink, he'll clean all the dishes and then there's like food in the sink. And I'm like, can't you just rinse it out? Just a quick little water into the drain.
Yeah, I think my biggest pet peeve is we've spent all this money on a beautiful brand new kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's my my new sanctuary. Like, yeah. I love my kitchen and I love it clean.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm put all the dishes away. He sees me.
Yeah.
He sees me put all of the dishes into the dishwasher so that the sink is nice and clean.
And then he'll put one dish in there.
And then he'll just put one dish in the sink.
Or a fork. And it's a dirty
cup. No. And then, or not even in the top, like in the sink.
Oh, always.
It'll just be on the side.
Yes, always.
Or on the cutting board.
Always.
And just walks away.
Yep.
And I'm staring at him like,
right. Like, are you, like, is this on purpose? Like, do you want to give me more?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gray
That's
hairs. It.
That's my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah. It's wild. It is absolutely wild. And you know, you see all the TikToks on it. Like when men just like leave their clothes, like right on the side of the hamper, not even in, he loves to hang it on the hamper. So then it is a guessing
game.
Wait,
who does laundry?
Me. And I shrink everything all the time.
You do all of his laundry?
All the laundry.
See, we are a very independent.
He does
you
his own.
You do your own laundry when you want to do your laundry. Cause I don't want you getting mad at me that I didn't do your laundry in time. And then you don't have any underwear. And it was just like, no.
You do your own.
You're a grown ass man. You can do your own laundry. I do my laundry and I do the kids' laundry.
Okay.
That's what our responsibilities are.
I wonder if it's because for us, he works a lot. And I'm obviously not working a lot. So I'm at home.
Again, right? He's working, I'm working. So we both understood.
Exactly.
Like, okay, I'll take this chore. You take, as long as you get those two. So yeah, I get it.
Right. So I feel like it depends on the work home balance, you know, lives that you guys have figured out with each other.
Yeah.
For me, it's almost like I will take on that stuff.
Like I will do it.
But so for me, it's like, okay, you know, I'm going to do your laundry.
Like
you
have, help me out here, bro.
Hanging it means what? Is it clean? Because normally to me, that's a clean. That means like I can wear it one more time. If it's inside, that obviously means dirty. And then on the outside, it's normally just underwear and socks. But no, because
like, okay, have you ever just like undressed and you just kind of like throw something and it just kind of ends up hanging?
I mean, if it ends up hanging every single time, like
does it matter? Like if it's laundry day and you just grab it, throw it in, it's like, I don't care if it was, could have been one more day or not.
So for me, it's almost like, don't make me have to think about your clothes.
Why do you have to even think about it?
If it's laundry day,
whatever's in that room, it's getting washed.
Well, that's what I want to say. But then he's like, hey, where are my black pants? I'm like,
they're washing.
They were hanging. They were hanging on the laundry basket. So I didn't know if it was dirty, if it was not dirty.
And that's on him. It's like, you know what, bro? You got to learn the rules. If you want me to wash your laundry.
I'm not going to go like with my stuff.
You know what your stuff.
I know my stuff. Like yeah. I know my.
You know your kid's stuff.
Like my work. How many times? Okay. Let's get real honest.
What?
How many times do you wear your leggings? Your workout leggings that you don't work out in. Let's be honest. We don't work out in our leggings. The workout leggings that you didn't work out in that you just did.
Oh my God.
That you just ran.
One that time.
You went to Target with.
Once.
You wear it once and then you wash it?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't wear underwear.
And so it's dirty? Okay.
Yes.
I'm disgusting. I don't wear underwear either. And I will wear it. Because
why?
If I
everyone knows way too much about me.
Okay, this is, I'm gonna be so real and raw and honest, and I always forget that people at Riley's work listen to this, and I'm mortified when I walk into the restaurant.
Now they're gonna be like, is she wearing the leggings from yesterday?
They know my period shits. They know too much about me.
Oh
but
my God.
I will say this. If I'm not like
dirty,
juicy that day, you know what I'm saying? You know, like when it's like, that's just leaky. You know what I mean? If I'm not leaky that day, I will.
Well, you didn't have, okay. So also another TMI, we both had C-sections.
No,
I
leak. I pee.
What?
Yes, I'm gonna have this woman who talks about the pelvic floor on in the next couple of weeks, and she talks about how you can tighten up your. I can't believe you don't pee.
Never.
I pee.
Not at all.
I think she was really heavy on my bladder or something.
She must have been, but she was only like a 5-pounder, dude. I had 8.5-pounders.
I'm such a wuss. I don't know.
You are such a wuss.
I have no idea. Look, that's not even being a wuss. That is just like.
And you still wear your pants to.
No, that's why I said, if I'm not leaky, and you know, like when you have like heavy discharge, let's be honest, ladies, we know all of a sudden you're like, did I pee myself? Or is that
oh my gosh.
That is just a lot of discharge. And then you're like, oh my God.
It was a lot of discharge.
Right. Yeah. So if I don't have a lot, then I'll just rewear my pants. And sometimes I'll do the smell check.
Sometimes I would hope you would do it every time.
Well, I'm saying like if there's no sign that I've been in the pants, I'll rewear them. But if I have like a little bit of a track record, then I'll smell, I'll figure out like, can I redo this?
You just spray like a little perfume.
No, girl, that's how you get yeast infections. No spraying.
Well, that's why I don't wear underwear because like
underwear gives us yeast infections. We've always talked about this
all the time.
I know it's disgusting.
I had to get rid of them.
Me too.
So I forego underwear, but I wash my clothes. Like I wear it once and then it's in the laundry.
Interesting. not me. Riley's like, are you ever doing laundry for yourself? I'm like, no, I don't ever wash my clothes.
Don't need to.
It's so bad. Oh, on that disgusting note.
That's too funny.
Well, I love you. Thanks for coming back on.
That's it? We're over?
I know. It's done? I mean, kind of. Is there anything else you want to ask me or talk to me about? Because I feel like I've asked you all the questions. People loved our conversations about our boobs and our nose. By the way, your husband called me and he FaceTimed me. He goes, I'm listening to the show. He's like, don't take your boobs out. He's like, but get your nose done.
See?
Because it's very...
I know what I married. A very honest... Very honest man.
Yeah, I do love him though. I have to say, I know he has his things. We all have our things. But I love how, I love his perspective. And I want to have him on the show. Because I feel like we get along very well.
You are the yin and the yang. Like, you are the male and female version of each other.
I think so.
Being both Aries, and you guys are very strong. Like, the things that irritate you, the things that you guys...
OCD.
Yes.
Like, certain things trigger us.
And me and Riley are also very similar and just passive, and we're cool. And, like, yes. We don't really fight. We don't really...
And that's
like,
why Tim and I think needed someone that was just chill.
Yes. It's that, the yin and the yang.
Totally. Because I couldn't deal with a Tim. I could not marry Tim. We would be divorced in 5 minutes.
You guys would have never made it past the second date.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
Ever. But I love him as a brother-in-law because I feel like we just get each other.
Yeah, after so many years of him being your brother, you kind of have to.
Totally. I have to say. And, you know what's so funny? We were talking about, I like how we're going to say goodbye.
I know. To talk.
You said that your kitchen is your sanctuary, but your closet is like a tornado hit it.
Okay. If you went through, it's like any given day, you could walk through my house and you'd be like, oh my God, this is
Very nice. Having two kids.
Like, we do well. Like, again, I married a Natalie. So the toys and the, you know, they have their play time, so they're allowed to play, but then it's cleanup time.
Yeah.
We do not go to bed, or we do not leave a room until that room's cleaned up.
And you make them clean up all their messes, which is good. Yeah.
And I know the rules, right?
Like, yeah.
And I used to be really dirty. I used to be such a
slob. Jackie used to have like every single cup and every single fork and bowl in her room, in her closet growing up.
Hidden underneath the bed.
Yeah. It was like my dad would be furious, like, Jacqueline!
One time they had to fumigate the house, and my dad and Nancy are like, just don't go into that my daughter's room. And he's like, that's your daughter? That's a girl's room?
Yeah. And then you married someone that had OCD and liked everything super, super clean. And so he says to you, basically, you can have your closet is your space, but everything else has to be clean.
Yeah, like, he won't give me shit for like my closet.
Yeah.
So he can only pass it like so many times before he will throw a little dig.
Like, Jackie, how do you live in that?
But like, look, I do my laundry and I do the kids' laundry, but my laundry will stay unfolded.
Right.
Basically the entire time. Until I'm like, I've had enough, and I'm like, okay, I gotta hang up like my clothes. Otherwise, it'll just sit there until the next cycle of dirty laundry.
Having a mess in your closet, do you feel like it's affecting you?
No. clutter in the room is a cluttered brain. No.
No.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
No, for like your physical, like what you wear. Nope. No, it doesn't affect you at all.
No. Again, I go to work, right? So my work clothes is like in certain areas. I kind of wear the same thing because it's my work. Like, so.
Yeah.
No.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. For me, I've felt that. Okay. So before I got pregnant, I had clothes that were like one size too small for me already. Okay. Mm. And then I got pregnant and now my postpartum body, like nothing fits me.
Right.
So with that, I can't even tackle it. Like I cannot mentally sit there and get rid of clothes because I'm like, one day I will be a size 00, which will never happen. So therefore, maybe one day when I'm in, tropical place,
you'll at this wear random this restaurant,
it'll be this dress. Outfit that I can't get rid of. So, instead of doing that, what I did was I got a rolling rack.
Okay.
And it's sitting outside of the closet, right? But it's like pretty.
Yeah.
And I'm buying things to fit my body now, right? Because I've accepted this body that I'm probably going to live in this for a while. So what I'm doing is I'm almost like redoing
your closet. My closet.
But like it's very small, like very like...
Minimalistic.
Yes. It's like my staples.
Yeah.
That I'm like, okay.
Your go-to tops.
I know these jeans fit me. Yes. I know this is my top to go out. I know this is my top to whatever. So I feel like... If you're struggling at home, maybe try it. Get a rolling rack, pick out the couple pieces that you know that when your go-to. You're, when you're, because what happens is we go to dinner and I'm like, nothing fucking fits.
Yes.
And I'm pissed
because
and I'm
in
annoyed.
Your closet staring at things that exactly. you know don't it, fit you
and then
anymore.
It, honestly, it can ruin my night.
Yeah.
Where like, I feel gross and I'm yes. like, oh, I'm so annoyed. I've changed my top 3 times because nothing fits. And now I'm sweating and now my hair's frizzing
right.
and now my makeup's coming off and now I'm sitting in the car and I'm annoyed because right. I'm like, nothing fit me. So let's like remove that part. And it's almost like get the one dress that you know fits.
Right.
Get the one top, the one jean, whatever, the blazer, and put it on this rolling rack. And it's almost like it starts to just change your mindset a little bit.
Yeah.
And it helps.
But why not just go through and clean?
Because like, I can't, I don't have the mental capacity to go through my entire closet.
Put them on like the side or like on the less side of your closet.
There's a lot of clothes. But there's like a lot of clothes that like from
you're
like,
not, I know.
I just can't go. I can't get, I'm a hoarder when it comes to clothes. I can't get rid of it. So I don't have space for the section.
I did do the whole Marie Kondo. Like if it did not, if I haven't worn it or seen it or like went to it for the past 2 years,
you get rid of it.
I got rid of it.
Right.
And I just,
and by the way, how embarrassing. It's like Forever 21 stuff. Like, right. Come on, like, Natalie, get rid of it. And then it's like BCBG. No, that's actually decent. BB.
The BB. Yeah, the BB. It's like yes. The okay, BB, Nat. Like,
at what
it's
point?
It's time.
At what point were the stretchy, you know, dress, skirts with the matching top?
I think you posted a story a little while ago about it. Like, you're like,
remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's everyone like, was Natalie, like, get rid
yes,
of it.
Yes, you can get
and by
rid
the way,
of it.
I didn't get rid of it. Because I was like, what if it comes back?
It's never coming back.
BB's never coming
say
back.
Say goodbye. Like,
but see, that.
Tell it thank you. What does Marie Kondo say? Like,
who is it? Who do you keep saying? Marie who?
Marie Kondo. Isn't that her name? The girl about the whole, like. The show. What was that big show about, like 2 years ago?
I don't know.
About like cleaning and.
Love it or list it? No, I don't know. I know. I'm kidding. I have no idea.
It was a big show. Everybody watched it.
And it was like, you just purged how to you purge.
And then when you thank things and you say, thank you for like filling your purpose, oh, but God. I don't need you anymore.
Oh dear.
Thank you.
That's
goodbye.
A lot of saying. That's
and
a
then,
lot of thank
And then
yous.
It's like the way that you can part from that thing that's like making you not
right.
be able to get rid of it.
Right. Yeah. No, that's, I don't think I can do that. I would love to be able to have someone who is my old self and say, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. I would love to just like physically give it to someone. Putting it on Poshmark, that is like, I don't know. I'd rather just like donate it to somebody. I'm not selling my clothes.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
You know?
I donate everything.
Some people love selling their clothes. I used to do it. And honestly, it wasn't worth it for me. I feel like I'd rather donate to someone and see them happy and wear my BB clothes all long. Anyway.
Tidying up with Marie Kondo. Season 2 is coming.
I've never heard of it.
It's on Netflix. We should watch it.
Yeah.
I just got the cliff notes from people.
Everything else I can get rid of. I can throw things away or
everywhere
donate
else.
Or whatever. Oh,
just not in your closet.
See, just not the closet.
It's, like it's the closet. It's like, don't touch my closet.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's my little world.
Yeah. It's so weird. Because like certain pieces will take you back to a time. It's wild.
Memories.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. Now I'm going to say goodbye to you. I love you.
But that was so fun.
That was
fun.
Thanks
for having me.
Of course. And follow Jackie on Instagram.
Swipe up if you want to follow my life. I'm just kidding. It's not interesting at all.
You don't post.
I don't.
I've stopped posting a lot. I'm losing followers by the second.
No.
And I'm like, I almost want to like get rid of Instagram. I know I can't, but
you
I want
not.
To. I know, but I want to. I'm over it. I feel like,
but you know what?
As
a non-poster,
community.
I know, but as a non-poster, I really appreciate the posters because you guys are posting and I'm invested in your life and
right.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. There's so many opinions out there.
I know.
And then it's almost like, why are you doing this? Like, just to get shit on all day? Like, that sucks. But then you have the ones that
love
it. And then it's like, okay, well.
I do it for you guys.
Exactly. And I do this podcast for you. So make sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Love you.
Love you guys.
See you later.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. Again, I love having my sister. We could literally talk all day. But make sure you DM me or write me a review and let me know what you guys want to hear more of. I am here for you. So make sure to subscribe, rate, review, and I will see you guys next week. Stay safe out there, and remember, stay humble and stay hungry.